Judd Building.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. So, we're here to see the Judd Building this morning. I didn't really bone up because last time you guys didn't have money every time. So it was built in 1899. At the time, it was the tallest building in Honolulu at 4 stories.
And then the
Stanchion-Walt building had to beat him, just like they do in every other city in the world. The newest building has to be the tallest. It was designed by Oliver Trapphagen, and it is a Beaux-Arts revival-style building. It was heavily remodeled in 1978-79 when they changed the old-fashioned bottom floor into this.
Ground floor.
Ground floor. What did I say?
Bottom. It's all right. Sometimes there's a basement.
Oh, no. This floor, right here in front of us. As I was telling these guys while we were waiting, I was looking at the drawings from 1978, and it looks like they just boarded up over the original and then plastered. So they actually did do what would be considered a reversible renovation. All the original windows are gone, but the actual details from the first floor, I believe, are under all of this concrete stucco that we see. And then they also added the solarium up there at the top at that time also. The interior of the building, like the Stanchion-Walt after it, was always designed to be fully customizable by the tenants. So it never really had a whole lot of detail on the inside on any of the floors. You can go look at the lobby if you want.
So it was already on the register by the time they did the work, correct?
Yes. Yes, it was.
And the ITC program began in 76. I always thought that the renovation was somehow an investment tax credit project.
I don't think so. I didn't find any evidence of that anyway.
All right.
But it could have been.
They were a little looser in the early days because
we didn't have
windows yet, replacement windows, and they allowed for these weird roofed up additions.
Well, and we were talking earlier, at the time, it was standard procedure that any kind of addition to a historic building should be obviously recognizable as an addition,
right.
And so you would not really try to blend, shall we say.
Well, later, so this I worked in that project for 2 years, but later they required you to have a setback so
right.
You couldn't see it.
So what is acceptable and what is the norm at any particular time has changed a lot, and it will probably change again, but that was an acceptable addition to a historic building at the time it was done. So, and I read, but I haven't been up there, if you look right now, actually the way the light is, you can see right here, you can see how the corner of the building inside, you can see this corner detail inside the solarium right there.
They just covered it up.
Yeah, they just went outside of it. So they actually set the solarium windows on the cornice, and the actual building walls are set back inside that.
And you have a question.
Uh-huh.
Lindsay Walt, she's the one that did the nomination?
She wrote it, yes.
She works for Mason Art?
Not anymore. She had to go.
I was wondering.
She had to move back to
the
mainland.
I'm great that you're wonderful that you're here. Yeah. I just was wondering because I didn't
know
her.
Oh, she was. We were really sorry to leave her, but she had family that she had to go back to the mainland.
Okay.
She was a really good addition to our firm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
Go in the lobby.
Yeah, let's go. Tall here for a long time before they built this in the 30s.
And that shape was always there? Or that
I think
shape?
So, yeah. I was not picturing. So, in the lobby, what we've got left are the doors, the stairs, and the elevator.
talked about the elevator being the first one in Honolulu. I don't think this is it. Because that one would have likely had those grill gates.
Yes.
That's sort of.
That's very Art Deco, yes.
You might have already said this, and maybe I missed it, but you said the period of significance is 1899, and then there's a big period of 1914, 1927. Do you know what the distinction is on those time frames? I mean, I know that 78, 79, I'm sure, is the top four, but.
Yeah. I don't know. Let me look.
Okay, because you know, I always look at that period as significance. It's trying to understand how it's put together.
Building on Bethel Street has a